Good afternoon, Graham Shelby's filling in for Todd Mundt today, joined right now by Thompson Smiley. He writes a column about the arts for Louisville Magazine. He also serves as an arts commentator for our sister station, WUOL. Thompson, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Graham.
Now, the Louisville Orchestra has just announced that they've canceled the first 2 months of the upcoming season. That's part of the orchestra management's ongoing dispute with the musicians. What is the impact of this announcement and the dispute between these two sides? What is the impact of that beyond just the cancellation of these concerts?
All right. I think the first thing to clarify is that it's the union in New York has put a sort of interdict, for want of a better word, on the Louisville Orchestra, not on the city of Louisville, which means that these players can, of course, still accept freelance engagements or any kind of engagement to play at weddings, to play here, there, everywhere, and to play for the opera, which is the most threatened. But as far as the city generally is concerned, I mean, I think it's an indication that the relations between the management and the players seems almost unbridgeable.
I was going to say, how are other arts organizations viewing this dispute in terms of, you know, trying to avoid the same fate?
Right. It boils down to this ghastly expression, business models. I mean, take the opera, for example. It's got a huge chorus and it loses a huge orchestra and very expensive principal singers, but only has them for about 3 weeks of the year, and then it drops them and brings in another bunch. So it's not having like 71 mouths sucking at the teat for 52 weeks of the year. That's what has brought down some symphony orchestras in particular. The ballet had a near-death experience in the last year or so for the same reason, too many dancers, too high an overhead. But they've mortgaged their building and bought themselves 10 years of reprieve.
I can't let the moment pass without acknowledging the vividness of that analogy, Thompson. Thank you for...
Oh, well, as a farmer,
We'll never be able to you know, go to the ballet or the opera the same way again. So let me ask you this question. This dispute between the musicians and management of the Louisville Orchestra has been going on for over a year. They're in court, you know, other entities are involved. In your experience in the arts here and in other places, and identify your accent for us if you don't mind.
Scottish.
Excellent. In your experience in the arts here and in other places, how unusual is a dispute like this to go on so long?
It's not unique. It is unusual. But, I mean, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, I think, went through a much longer period. In this case, it was a management lockout. And they did all come to their senses and come together again. On what sort of basis, I don't know. So it's not unique. But it is uniquely acrimonious. And I think it's the fact it's lasting so long raises other dangers. For example, I've heard a rumour, and it's only a rumour, that most of the principal brass players, who tend to be younger guys and gals, have left town. I mean, permanently. They've gone to seek employment elsewhere, and some of the woodwinds, and I think some of the younger, better players. Now, there's a problem. If I said, well, here's $2 million to start rehearsals on Monday, are the personnel still there?
Right. When you talk to people who are involved in the orchestra dispute, when you listen to them speak about it, to what degree did they seem to be talking about money, and to what degree does this dispute seem to be about something more intangible, like respect?
It's basically, it boils down to money. I mean, it has to. And you have to feel a profound sympathy for the players who were, you know, at the age when you and I were kicking a ball around outside, they were spending 16, 17 hours a day practicing to be one day an orchestral musician. Somebody turn around and tell you, well, look, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay you for doing it. It's very hurtful, especially in such a competitive field. But, you know, I hate expressions like the customer is king, but the fact is the Louisville Orchestra is not selling very many tickets. And there are people in this town I know who could write a single check and solve the situation in an instant, but they're not willing to do so. So these are impenetrable financial barriers. And I think the players really need to be a little more conscious of that. I mean, yes, 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 but no, look, there is no money.
How do you see this ending?
One of two things: either the complete disappearance of the Louisville Orchestra off the scene, as has happened in a number of cities, or hopefully some kind of restructuring with along the lines the management has suggested, which is a basic chamber orchestra on 30 weeks and then the others contracted in as needed. I can see that as the only hope for the future of live symphonic music in Louisville.
Tell me this. If I'm, say, an occasional patron of the arts in Louisville, but maybe I don't go to the orchestra, what's the relevance of this story to me? Why do I need to pay attention to this?
Well, if you care about the arts, I mean, you care about the opera and you care about the ballet or whatever. I mean, as the poet said, every man's death diminishes me. And already this year, I mean, we've lost the Louisville Bach Society. We'd, as I said, a near-death experience with the ballet. The opera uniquely has ended the last 2 years in the black, but they did that by rebuilding their business model and moving from the Whitney into the Brown, with enormous savings in overhead. So I think if you're a patron of any of the arts and one of them goes under, which is still a long way from happening, you have to say who's next.
I see. Thompson Smiley does a column on the arts for Louisville Magazine. He also serves as an arts commentator for our sister station, WUOL. Thompson, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thompson, we wanted to bring Thompson in to talk about the Louisville Orchestra's ongoing dispute. We just had an announcement that they have canceled the first 2 months' worth of concerts from the upcoming season. You can find out more at our website, wfpl.org. You're listening to Here and Now on WFPL. It's 1:40.